This is VOA News, Fire Remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says 6 months after the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern, the pandemic continues to accelerate. Thursday marks the sixth month since WHO made that declaration, and it is the sixth time a global health emergency has been declared under the international health regulations. However, Tedros says it's easily the most severe. He stressed that although the world has changed, the fundamental pillars of the response have not, nor have the basic measures needed to suppress transmission and save lives, which means to find, isolate, test, and care for cases and trace and quarantine their contacts. Tedros pointed out that the pandemic was under control in many countries, including China, Canada, Germany, South Korea, because the country strictly followed WHO's advice. More than 652,000 deaths have been recorded globally from COVID-19, more than 148,000 in the United States. The number of global infections is more than 16.4 million, and it's more than 4.2 million in the U.S. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison cut short a planned interstate tour to focus on the country's coronavirus crisis Tuesday, citing a very complex outbreak in aged care homes in the city of Melbourne. In Victoria, Australia's second most populous state, reported 384 new COVID-19 cases Tuesday. That's down from the record 532 it reported Monday, but it's still at levels alarming health officials. At the time of the reporting, Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews said 769 active coronavirus cases have been linked to several aged care centers in Victoria.